The confession of sin and the confession of faith are seen as a unity. And one of the distinctives of doing the confession of sin and the confession of faith is this. The confession of sin is to tell us the truth about ourselves. The confession of faith is to tell us the truth about God. And I'd like you to consider those and to think of those in that way. That as we confess our sins, we are acknowledging something about us. And then we confess our faith. We're saying something about God. And today, as we say something about us, let me read from Romans 3. There is none righteous, not even one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks for God. All have turned aside. Together they have become useless. There is none who does good. There is not even one. Their throat is an open grave, and with their tongues they keep deceiving. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their paths, and the path of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Who is the they and the there being spoken of there? Us. You and me. This passage speaks the truth about us. Therefore, let us go to our God in prayer and tell Him something that He already knows about us that we need to acknowledge for ourselves. Let us pray. O Lord, in ourselves we are unrighteous and unholy. We are sinful in our actions, in our thoughts, and in our deeds. We have gone astray and turned against You each day in many, many ways. We confess our failures. We confess our overt sins. We confess our hidden sins. Oh Lord, we have sinned by turning away from You and not seeking You wholeheartedly. And therefore, we deserve death. But, O Lord, we are thankful for Your grace and Your mercy and Your love, which extends to us through Jesus, Your Son. And, Lord, this morning we thank You that You have taken all those acts and deeds and thoughts of unrighteousness and have nailed them to the cross so that You no longer count our sins against us. Thank You, Lord, for Your mercy and Your grace and Your compassion. For while we were yet enemies, Christ died for us. And in that, we greatly rejoice. In Jesus' holy name, amen.